You're listening to the world famous
The Bomb Pod!
Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod, baby! I'm gonna be honest, which is probably the best podcast I've heard in a couple months. Like, sometimes the things he says make sense, but sometimes they don't, and it's okay though, cause he's funny and shit.
I love the Bomb Pod. I listen to it while I'm on the toilet at work hiding from my boss. Listening to the Bomb Pod, hosted by Joda.
Listen, man, you either gotta do the damn thing, or you're not doing the damn thing, but the real question is, what's the damn thing you're gonna do?
Brother, I told you a long time ago, from Hype City, there's only one way up, player, and that's Pipe City.
You gotta plan out. The thing is, if you don't ever do that, you're gonna keep being a fucking loser. You fucking loser, all right? You can't do that no more. It's getting crazy, okay?
Hell, sometimes I don't know either, man. I'm just trying to figure out like everyone else, man. I'm dumb, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here.
Well, guys, we have made it to episode 2 of 2020. Guys, this is Joda, host of the Bomb Pod. How are you guys doing today? And I come here with ecstatic news. But first, let's get all the plugs out of the way. First, shout out to Demigod Collective. First of all, if you're listening to this, you gotta know that's my group, Demigod Collective. And we do a little vlog on YouTube entitled The Demi Vlog. All right, go search that. Tell me your boy Joda sent you. Like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. And if that ain't enough, there's also another vlog I do. Look up Daily MIA. That's Daily MIA altogether. We can catch another vlog. My boys who have a couple great stores here in the Alapata, West Windswood, Miami area. I have a couple cool new episodes I would love for you guys to see. Like, share, subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Well, with all that out of the way, guys, this fucking morning, I weighed myself, and I'm in the 200 club, right? 200 pounds. It's been a year, and in this year, I have lost, it was like 46 pounds, and it feels like I did it passively, which is super cool. But I know I worked out, and I know I was put things together. So this is not like a conversation about that, but more about how, without reflecting, you don't know where you came from. So I have a smart scale app, RenPro, great app, get it on Amazon. And it, you know, marks down how much you weigh all the time, and you can see it. And I saw my progress from last year. I was like, fuck, man, I couldn't walk at a certain point last year with all the couple injuries that I had. And it feels great to know that I've made that push, right? So that's, I wake up to that Tuesday morning to when I weighed myself. Then I check my IG, and the Demigod IG, follow them, Demigod_collective. Posted about my transformation. I'm like, that's crazy. A couple of days before, my girl was telling me, hey, you should cut back on coffee. Maybe you should eat or drink more healthy. And then a couple of days ago after that, on my IG, my friend did a fruit and veggie cleanse. Shout out to Tiff, Fancy Figs. Always been an inspiration. Great homie. Love you from Atlanta. Was doing a fruit and vegetable diet. And she got off a cleanse and she feels great, lost some weight. And I'm like, you know what, man? I was feeling like I wasn't doing enough for myself. And I feel like age was starting like to hit me, and like, damn, like when I eat some things, it really slows me down and just takes out. And it's cool to be able to record this live right now as this is all happening currently in my day, because like that is the small battles that could really dictate how good or bad your day was. Small victories, like little small increments like that. I've been just trying to figure out what to do for all the years. It's been more of anxiety rather than like some like macho man preparedness, because I have a lot of things I want to accomplish. And sometimes, you know, people just get in the way of their own good, or they think that things are going too well, that something's bad is bound to happen. And that was my thought. And what I'm realizing is this is just how life shifts into a better, more positive state. I am where I want to be physically, but I can still improve. I'm able to do work that I enjoy, but I can still get better at it. I'm able to now understand that more because of how I knew how hard it was. Even with this podcast, I started this a year ago, and to me, it's just like, damn, that's it? Like, it's mind-boggling. Even with the Demi vlog, and you lose track of time. And the 2020 vision stuff, which I think is super corny, but it makes sense. And it should also make sense for reflection as well. A lot of those year-end posts are like, you know, this year made me, broke me, and all that bullshit. When I think we all miss the point. We all look back for the wrong reasons. We look back to never want to repeat those things, rather than learn from what they taught us. And I think that through the guidance of the universe in the last couple of days, for some reason, it made me right now just realize that I could be more humble in that respect. I don't have to be that hard on myself all the time because I'm not at a place, at a finish line that I designated only for myself, that only gives me stress and anxiety and absolutely no one else gives a fuck about. But I can live in the moment, reflect where I came from to get to that point, and move forward from there. And I'm guilty of not having or spending enough time doing that. I sit in a room now that I finally fully furnished, you know, with all my things I love. And I have to remember that at one point, you know, I have a couple of guitars now. I guess if you've seen them, you know, it's not a couple. But at one point, we were robbed and had zero. And all my life's work and accumulation of things were gone. And it's very hard to look at that and learn from it, even though it was an accident or it wasn't on purpose, and see where you come from now in terms of appreciability and other things. So this is not an episode to necessarily gloat, nor to necessarily be depressed. I'm in a pretty even state right now. It's just to let you guys know that, hey man, we're gonna keep on trucking. We gotta keep on pushing forward no matter what. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for checking out the Bomb Pod. Make sure you subscribe and share it with someone fucking awesome.